For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. It is brought to you each and every week, yes, each and every week, by the fine folks at Minnesota Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon, Minnesota. Yeah, let's begin and check in with our Canadian fellow farm broadcaster, and that would be the fine folks, Mr. Dennis Sky up in Canada, talking about their 2025 harvest season right now in Canada.
Severe drought has hit some regions hard, with some areas well ahead of harvest schedule simply because the crop has run out of moisture. Parts of Saskatchewan, along with central Canada, in the regions of southeastern Ontario and southwestern Quebec, were very dry this growing season. And in Atlantic Canada, Prince Edward Island was severely affected by drought. Conversely, there are areas that had exceptionally good rainfall, along with good weather conditions throughout the growing season. John Kowalchuk farms near Trochu in central Alberta and has recently completed his canola and cereal grains harvest. Kowalchuk says the extremely warm weather this fall is causing some concern for hotspots forming in storage bins, but he is pleased with this year's crop.
When we get lots of rain, I guess we can grow a crop in central Alberta. This year it's been really good. It was a good run. We had really good weather this year for harvest. It was nice and warm and very happy with the results, especially the cereals. It made for good harvest as far as getting the crop off, but maybe not so good at getting it in really good condition going into bins. We're not used to that kind of heat during harvest, so we've had warm grain going in, so you really got to watch.
Moving east into Saskatchewan, the harvest picture is quite different. Daryl Franchu farms wheat and canola near Glaslyn in central Saskatchewan. Franchu says some late-season rains helped his canola crop a bit, but overall, this has not been a great year.
We were droughted out here. We were in like the 3-inch of rain category. The wheat was really poor. We did have some late rains that really helped the canola field. It was still mediocre, but for the amount of rain that we got, it definitely surprised us. Subsoil moisture really held the canola going, and I think that's where a lot of the yield came from, so we're going to try to catch as much snow as we can, but besides that, get ready for winter, I guess.
Southern Ontario was a province of extremes this year. Much of central Ontario and especially eastern Ontario was hard hit with drought. But in southwestern Ontario, between Lake Erie and Lake Huron, Philip Shaw, who farms near Dresden, expects to have an average to good crop.
This part of the province in the deep southwest of Ontario, we've had normal precipitation all year. The harvest activity in Ontario is drought-induced. It's come early. But down on this end of the province, it really hasn't started yet. The soybeans are much better than my expectations. And corn, I'm sure it'll average in this area over 200 bushels per acre, which is quite a bit different than the rest of Ontario, where they face a lot of droughts.
Prince Edward Island has experienced one of the hottest and driest growing seasons on record. Ryan Bennett farms near the village of Selkirk on the southwestern shore of PEI.
I just kept thinking, well, it's got to rain sometime, and then it just never did. The majority of the island has been really dry for the entire summer, and for most stuff, it's too late. We're going to see significant yield reductions on potatoes. Most of our grain corn, I imagine it'll be down 20-25%. Probably won't be harvesting it for another 2 or 3 weeks anyway. Soybean yields, half a ton to the acre on soybeans when they usually would get a ton and a quarter, you know, so there's going to be some hurt around on crops this year.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Well, World Dairy Expo wrapped up this past week in Madison, Wisconsin. Mike North with EverAg. Mike has been on CASM Radio before talking about U.S. dairy markets. And, well, when it comes to butter, usually we see a butter bounce prior to the holidays, but well, there's really no indication we're going to see that here this year.
Absolutely. This is a trend we've been watching for years. The last five, especially, that trend towards more butterfat and protein in milk has really taken off. Management, of course, feeding, genetics has played a big role, and we don't see that slowing down anytime quick. And so that pounds of solids per hundredweight of milk continues to grow and makes us more productive as we've been adding more cows. And so, you know, as you look at this trend, we've been able to continue to make more and more product, and exports have been record, which has been a fantastic story, but our domestic demand has been lackluster at best.
Yeah, also more from Mike North. He says without solid export numbers, This market right now, you said, would be in a worse spot.
Because of production of components and because of some of that softer domestic demand, it has weighed on prices. And you have, as you pointed out with butter, watched prices deteriorate back to levels in butter we haven't seen since 2021 as we were picking up the pieces from COVID. And, you know, we're looking at $1.60 price there, $1.60 price on cheese. That's not the kind of market that warrants a $20 milk check. And so, you know, the components probably aren't going away anytime quick.
Mike North with EverEgg, he does conclude by saying there is some good news.
As the world continues to grow and as the world continues to demand more protein and more butter fat, eventually that will catch back up and we will eventually get back in front of this thing and prices will have an opportunity to rebound. For the moment, though, we're definitely feeling the headwinds of production. I mean, heck, we've added 176,000 cows in the last year, producing more milk with more components. That's going to have a mark on price.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this week. And finally, we hear from American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval on the issues being caused right now by the tariff situation.
International trade is important. In general, American farmers get 20% of their income from exporting goods to other countries. That's why the current trade disputes are so concerning. Just look at what's happened to soybeans. In 2024, China booked about 12 million tons of U.S. soybeans for September to November shipment. This year, China hasn't booked any U.S. soybean shipments for the same period. It's just one example of the challenges facing America's farmers. Row crop prices are down, expenses are up, and now America could lose export markets. Farmers have been patient with this administration, and we're pleased that new trade frameworks are being developed. But time is running out. We must resolve tariff disputes and get trade back on track. I'm Zippy Duval, president of American Farm Bureau Federation.
And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week, this Saturday, first Saturday in October. A warm weekend, going to cool down starting Sunday night. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. I'm Joe Gill. Have a good weekend.